Okay, it's happening. I don't know why I'm so nervous. Okay. Tell me about where you grew up and what your childhood was like. First, I feel like I should say, I'm Maya, and you're my mom.
Hi, I'm Risa.
Okay, tell me about where you grew up and what your childhood was like.
That's a loaded question.
Well, okay, where did you grow up?
Well, I was born in Queens, New York, and I lived in Queens, specifically Whitestone, until I was 7. And then from 7 until I was an adult, I lived in Rockland County, New York.
And what was your childhood like? Just like, generally, like what was it like?
It was tough. It was traumatic. My parents divorced when I was 5.
And then they both got remarried?
Yes, my mom remarried when I was 7. And my dad remarried right around that time as well.
Alright, and were you close with either of your step-parents?
No, I was not close with my stepfather. He was abusive. I was relatively close with my stepmom, but I was very close with my stepsisters.
That's good, at least.
Yeah.
Okay. So, did you like going to school?
No. I didn't. I did prior to my stepfather. But once things at home became a little bit tenuous, school became very challenging for me.
So you were, like, really young when you liked school,
Yes.
You remarried when you were 7.
Yes.
Yeah. And so, even high school, like, you didn't have a good high school experience?
Once I went away to private school in Vermont, my high school experience, high school was fine. High school, even in public school, high school was fine. It was a very untraditional experience.
Yes, yes. From what I've heard, yes. What are your most vivid memories of school?
I'm sure you want to interview me? Getting in trouble. My most vivid memories, well, in junior high, one of my most vivid memories was there being a major school-wide race fight.
Really?
It was blacks against whites.
Jeez.
And it was almost a full-on riot.
Just in your area, or like...
No, just in my area.
Why? Do you know?
I don't remember why. I wasn't involved.
I figured.
I was there, but not because I wanted to be there. I just happened to be there at the time.
Yeah.
I don't know what provoked the fight. I don't remember. But it was bad.
Did it last a while, or was it just like a day thing?
Well, tensions lasted a while, but the actual fight itself just lasted, I would say, less than an hour.
That is weird.
I'm sure the authorities came before it lasted for too long, but it was ugly. And thankfully, that was before a proliferation of guns.
Yes.
But there were people that got hurt. Not fatally.
Yeah.
But
that's terrible.
Mm-hmm. It was
Jeez,
horrible.
That's not a happy memory.
That was junior high.
Mm.
High school. Well, going right to when I was in private school in Vermont, high school was pretty fun. I had one experience where I was late for a class. It was an anthropology class. And I was a few minutes late, but my teacher locked the door and wouldn't let us in if we were late, so I climbed up the side of the building and climbed through the window to get into class.
That's a fun memory.
Mm-hmm.
Was it in high school? You told me once that there was a goat or a cow that somebody brought to school.
That was in public high school. That was on senior...
Prank
day. Somebody brought a cow into school.
That's a good prank.
Cows were banned from that point on.
I would imagine so. All right. What did you do during summer when you were off from school?
At what age?
I would say high school.
Well, I liked to travel.
Road trips?
Yeah.
To any specific place? Like, was there a place that you and your friends would go a lot?
To Grateful Dead shows.
Oh, yeah. As teenagers?
Yeah.
Wow, that's exciting.
We would camp out a lot. We liked to go to Harriman State Park, which was very close to where we lived, and we would go camping a lot.
That sounds nice.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds more exciting than my summers.
We just kind of hung around. Not much different.
Yeah, except you hung around and did fun stuff. I just hang around in my room.
You know, I hung around in other people's rooms.
Sounds like a blast. All right. Has your life been different from what you imagined as a teenager?
From what I imagined my life to be when I was a teenager? As an adult, like when I was a teenager thinking about what I would be like as an adult?
Yeah.
I don't really remember what I thought my life would be like when I was a teenager. I know certainly my life turned out very differently than I thought it would from when I was really young and I would fantasize about being an adult.
Yeah.
A teenager, I don't really remember what I thought my life would be like. But certainly having two kids was something that I wanted, that I have.
I also want to have two kids. I feel like more is too much.
Some people can do really well with more than two. For me, having two kids, one for each hand, perfect.
Yeah. How did you find your way to your current job?
Well, I have two jobs, so...
That's true.
Making jewelry is something that I've done since I was in my very early 20s, if not prior to that. And it's something that I've gone on and off with my whole adult life. And it's a source of creativity, which I'm always seeking. And being a yoga teacher, I was a student for a while. I did not plan to be a yoga teacher. I went into training because I needed the time to myself I needed something to focus on for myself. And so I took teacher training just to deepen my own practice. And then through the course of my 500 hours of training,
Jesus Christ,
one of my teachers recommended that I consider teaching, and so I did.
That's nice. How many jobs did you, like, what you thought would be, like, a permanent job or career, did you go through?
I had two big careers, both of which I thought at the time would be lifelong. The first one was a graphic artist. I was a graphic artist.
Oh, I don't think I knew that.
Yeah, I was a graphic artist for, I don't know exactly how many years, but nothing under 10.
Wow.
And I probably thought at the time that that would be a lifelong job. And then I became a court reporter. And I was a court reporter for almost 10 years.
And that was while you were married to Dad, or before?
It started before I married Dad, and then continued my marriage with Dad until I moved to California.
Oh, so, like, it ended before I was even born?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It ended as soon as I moved to California. So Sam was 16 months old when I stopped.
And then was that when you started considering children's clothing? Like, making children's clothing?
I didn't consider it. I
mean, I know you did, but...
Yeah. It was right around that time. It actually started with me designing a swaddle blanket.
Oh, that's cool.
For babies. And I did the swaddle for a while, and then it evolved into designing children's clothing.
That's fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. When you were in a stroller, still, I would take you to all my business meetings.
That's funny.
You would help me pick out fabric, and that's help me meet with my sewers.
That's funny. I didn't know that either.
Mm-hmm. Did I talk to everyone?
Oof. I'm sure I did. What lessons has working taught you?
Working in general?
Yeah. But specifically, I think working to become a yoga teacher, because that was a big journey for you. Like, that took a long time. I mean, 500 hours, for Christ's sake.
Well, that's... I've had almost 1,000 hours of training now.
Yeah.
But, practice is what I learned. I've learned a lot about myself as a yoga teacher. I learned... One, how hard I am on myself. My expectations for myself are very, very high. I've learned that you don't have to be perfect to be good at something.
It's a big one.
Yeah, it's huge. For me, it was huge because I'm a perfectionist. You know, being a yoga teacher, one of the things that I love about it is that I'm of service to people. Yeah. It's my job to help somebody take a journey into themselves and to learn about themselves and to heal wounds and to come to a place of self-compassion. And I think that that's a gift, to be able to do that.
I think that that's where I get it from, like, wanting to be a teacher. I mean, being a school teacher, it's less spiritual than that.
Well, it doesn't have to be, though, because, I mean, obviously you're not going to talk about spiritual things.
Yeah.
But teaching students how to show up for themselves and teaching students how to... be proud of their work and proud of their achievements and to love learning, you know, is a spiritual experience without it being called a spiritual experience.
That's true.
I agree with that. Certainly being of service.
That's true. That's something that I think I always want to do, like, no matter what I go, what career path I go down.
Yeah, it's important. I think that being of service to others is definitely a way to have a fulfilling life.
Yeah. That's something that I don't think Dad understands about why I want to go down the path that I want to go down. I don't think he understands that, like, want to fulfill your own life, like, live a fulfilling life by helping others, like, because that's not what he does.
No, that's not the path that he took.
Yeah. I don't think anybody on his side really did. Maybe Grandpa now, because Grandpa's an artist. I mean, I think because art brings people joy.
Yes, art brings people joy, but I don't think that...
It's not really servicing anybody.
Well, it can be.
That's true.
But I don't think that that's Grandpa's intent.
No. I think it's a byproduct. Yeah, I think that he enjoys it, so he just does it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree with that. Though, I mean, I guess Nana was on his side, not Nana, related.
Nana very much was somebody who was of service to people.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, well, on a lighter note, tell me about some traditions that have been passed down through a family, and when and how did they get started, if we have any.
Making pumpkin pie for Thanksgiving.
That's a tradition, that's true.
I was charged with that chore when I was young, probably because I wanted to be. And I did it every single year that I spent Thanksgiving with my family. And then you took it over.
Yeah, now I do that.
Which I think is amazing.
And I'm going to force my kid to do that.
You should. It's an amazing experience. And as a parent, it's really fun to hand it over and watch you take it over.
It's fun for me. It's special.
Other traditions in our family?
Does the coin and ribbon count?
Yes, though... I think Gigi's an anomaly with that. I've never met anybody else who does that. Yeah, she always, whenever there's a new car, she sends coins to be put under the floor mat and a red ribbon to be hung in the car. And it's supposed to bring good luck and well-being.
She sent me mine with a little note that said, "For your new car, Bessie," and I laughed. I thought that was funny. It was sweet. I think that's really the only two traditions that have been passed down. I think that we have our own family traditions.
Well, I mean, I think everyone in our, on my side of the family, all of my cousins have been bar and bat mitzvahed. I think that was a tradition that was passed down from, at least from my grandparents. I don't know if it goes prior to that, but though Gigi was not bat mitzvahed as a teen because she was a girl.
Was Oma mitzvahed?
Probably not.
It makes me kind of sad.
I don't know if she ever chose to do it on her own later in life like Gigi did, but but my uncles were, and their children were, both boy and girl.
Yes, and I remember going to Jen's bat mitzvah.
And I was.
Yes. Was Vera?
Oh, yeah. All of my cousins were. Absolutely. And I'm hoping that the tradition continues and that you and Sam bar and bat mitzvah your children and my cousins bar and bat mitzvah their children.
Yeah, that's something that's really important to me. I don't really care what religion my future husband is, so long as he's okay with my kids being Jewish, or at least just being mitzvahed, because they can't be mitzvahed unless they're Jewish. But
it's very interesting because I never realized that you and Sam being bar and bat mitzvahed was important to me until Sam was being bar mitzvahed, and then I realized that I was super excited that we were doing it, and
yeah.
And it became very important to me, not so much because of the religious aspect,
yeah,
more because it was a tradition, and there's a pride in Judaism that takes place during a mitzvah, and because it is also another passage into being of service.
That's true. I mean, you know, mitzvah means good deed.
Yep.
So, I agree with that. And I agree. Being mitzvahed is, I'm really glad. It wasn't so important to me when it was happening. I mean, it was important to me, but I hated Hebrew school. I loved Naomi.
I don't know if I've met any kid that didn't hate Hebrew school. I hated Hebrew school.
I loved Naomi, but, you know, it's school. But, I like school, but, like, you know. That was a lot. It took a long time. You're sitting on a water bottle. Okay. But yeah, I love it being mitzvah now. Like, it's important to me. Yes. Are there any classic family jokes, stories, or songs you can share with me?
Not that I can think of. So if you were to call Zeta, he would have plenty of songs for you.
That's true.
Oma loved dirty jokes.
So did Zeta. And Sam.
Yeah. He probably learned it from Zeta.
Yeah.
No, I can't think of any. We kind of had a very untraditional family.
I think we still kind of do a little bit.
Yeah.
Not so much anymore, but maybe a little bit. Yeah. Maybe.
We definitely were not a normal, quote unquote, family.
We meaning you and, like, your mom and dad? Or just
well, first
us,
all
of us?
There's a lot of extension in my family.
Yes, mine too.
So, right there, it's not
traditional.
I also left home at a young age.
Yeah.
I came back at a young age and then left again, but it just was different. It was not the white picket fence family experience.
I think different can be good. It can be maybe not good in the moment. That's true. And
it was
colorful, exciting.
And it's certainly what made me who I am today, so, which ultimately made you who you are today.
That's true. I think we're both pretty cool.
Take that.
What do you see as our family's legacy?
Well, I hope it's something good.
Yeah, me too.
Certainly, I hope our legacy is a family that was kind and generous.
I think we are.
I think we are, but I hope that that's our legacy.
Yeah, me too. Where were our ancestors born, and if they moved to the U.S., which they did, when did they arrive?
My great grandfather was from Poland, and he had been jailed in Poland for, I think it involved guns and politics. I don't remember the story.
I feel like you told me maybe he was a Polish gun runner.
It's possible. And he went to jail, and he was set to be executed. And there was a man in jail who had the same name as him, who was going to be released. and they accidentally released my grandfather instead of him. And so when my grandfather was released, he escaped Poland.
Yeah.
And went through Ellis Island. We did learn that the other man was not executed. When they realized his mistake, they released him as well. And there was a warrant out for my great-grandfather, but he had smuggled his way out of Poland, so...
And now his name is on the wall in Ellis Island.
It is.
That's pretty cool.
I'm pretty sure my great-grandmother was American, though I could be mistaken. I'm pretty sure... I mean, she may have been from another country, but they met in America. Mm. So I don't really know her story, strangely. A lot of my... So that was my grandmother's family. A lot of my grandfather's family... At different times, some moved to Australia.
Oh, I did not know that.
Some moved to South Africa.
I knew that.
And some moved to Israel.
I didn't know that either. I didn't know we have family. Do we still have family in Israel?
I don't think so. And I'm pretty sure that the generations from South Africa have either passed or they've moved here, which is sad.
That is sad.
I'm almost certain we have little to no family left in South Africa. We still do have family in Australia, though I've never met them.
Have you ever been in contact with them?
I personally have not, but strangely, when I got married, they sent me a gift.
That's kind of strange. How do you think they...
And my grandmother or my grandfather had told them.
That's nice. It's strange, but it's nice.
Yeah, but I have no recollection. I think Gigi met them when she went to Australia, I think. I don't know.
Well, that's cool. Tell me about how you would like people to remember you.
I would like to be remembered as someone who cared deeply. I am an introvert, so I certainly don't want to be remembered as a partier. I would like to be remembered as someone who was helpful and who tried to do the right thing as much as I'm capable of, and I'll be a little bit rebellious, but not volatile. Just kooky. I just would like to be remembered as a kind person, as a good person.
I don't know why I'm crying.
Oh, maybe because we're talking about me dying.
Yeah, that would do it. Oh my god, I just wrote my contact out of place and now I can't see the questions. All right. Tell me about when you found out you were going to be a mother. Or a father. It has both.
I didn't find out I was going to be a father. I have been trying to conceive for a long time.
Sorry, I'm poking my finger in my eye to get my contact in place. Okay.
I was in infertility treatment for 3 years before I conceived Sam. And a couple of months before I conceived Sam, I got pregnant finally. And 6 weeks into the pregnancy, I had a miscarriage. And at that point, I decided I was done. I wasn't going to keep trying. I could. It was just too heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And incredibly expensive. And so I began the conversation of adoption. And not long after my miscarriage, maybe 6 to 8 weeks after, I conceived Sam.
So he was a miracle baby.
It was more like my body. I got pregnant that first time, had a miscarriage, and it was like my body said, oh, that's what you've wanted all this time? Why didn't you just say so? I had an amazing pregnancy. I thought for sure I was going to have a girl. When I found out I was having a boy, I got scared. And I remember saying to Dad, what am I going to do with a boy? I don't think I can handle that first fist fight.
And yet Sam has never been in a fist fight.
Never. But Dad's response was, it's either that first fist fight or the first time a boy knocks on the door to take your daughter out.
That hasn't happened yet either.
Nope. But no fist fights. I was very grateful to have Sam. And then with you, you were conceived on our first try. We decided we were going to have another child, and our first try, there you were.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
That was easy.
Mm-hmm. And it was also a nice pregnancy. I loved being pregnant with both of you. I loved it. I loved feeling you grow inside of me, which is so creepy weird.
Yeah, a little bit.
To say out loud, it's creepy weird.
Yeah. Just a little. It's just, yeah. Were you...
And I knew you were a girl the second I found out I was pregnant.
Yeah, Dad always says that he thought I was going to be a boy, though.
I knew you were a girl.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Do you... Did you ever doubt that it was going to be good because you were with Dad? Here I go again.
I don't understand what you
like,
mean.
Hold on. Did you ever doubt that, like, we were gonna turn out all right?
I never doubted that you would turn out all right. You were my priority. So, no matter what was going on between me and Dad, or in the world, or anywhere else in my life, you and Sam were the priority for me. I was willing to fight the fight to keep you guys safe and well taken care of. I'm still willing to fight the fight for that.
Yeah, but now we're old enough to fight the fight with you.
True.
So at least there's that. All right, describe your first date with your husband.
My current husband?
Yeah. Or with Dad.
I don't really have a first date with Dad. I knew Dad for years prior to us getting married. Well, my first unofficial date with Sean, which I guess is what started the wheels turning, was he had a screening to go do for a movie that he had been a part of, excuse me, and nobody could go with him, and he asked if I wanted to go with him, and I did, and we had a lot of fun.
Sounds nice.
But we were both still married.
Yes.
Separated. We were both separated. So it was, you know, just literally friends hanging out, but I think that that was probably the beginning of interest,
mm-hmm.
which we didn't pursue for a while, but
well,
that was the first time we ever went out, just the two of us.
Well, I'm glad that happened, because Sean's pretty great.
Yeah, he is pretty great.
Do you believe in soulmates?
I do believe in soulmates. I don't believe that a soulmate necessarily has to be a spouse. I believe that friends could be soulmates.
I agree with that.
I believe that you can have more than one soulmate.
Me too.
But I also believe that souls, in a lot of ways, travel in packs. So I believe that we have known each other before, maybe in not in a mother-daughter relationship, but we have done some kind of dance with each other in at least one other life, if not multiple lives. And we have things to continue to learn and work out through and with one another. So I believe that in that process, soulmates are developed.
I think that's true. I agree with you. I think also that, like, maybe soulmates grow. Like,
you learn from one another.
Yeah, but I also think that, like, maybe somebody, I don't believe necessarily in love at first sight, but I believe that somebody can become your soulmate, like, through experiences together.
I agree with that. I don't know that I don't believe in love at first sight, because if you take the theory that souls have traveled together before, I guess it's not really love at first sight, but it's recognition.
That's true. I don't know, I'm pretty in love with Ben Hardy, and I've only seen pictures of him.
I don't know if you've never shared another life with him.
That's true, but he lives in London, and also he's 27.
I'm pretty sure souls are able to travel.
Well, then Ben Hardy, I'm waiting for you. It's pretty cute. Anyways, what do you want me to do with my life?
Be happy.
That's a good answer. I like that answer.
I want you to be happy. I want you to be happy, and I want you to
be a veterinarian.
Well, we're gonna get technical. I want you to be happy, and I want you to love yourself.
Yeah, me too.
Not in a conceited way, but like I want you to really learn how to love yourself.
Yeah, me too.
And I want you to have kids.
I also want to have kids.
One day, not anytime soon.
Don't worry about that. What advice would you give to a teenager that has no idea what they want to do with their life?
Explore.
I have no idea what I want to do with my life.
I don't know how you could know.
I don't know how they want me to know.
I think explore. Try. Be willing to try things. Be willing to fail. Be willing to succeed and then still decide it's not right for you. Just explore.
Yeah, that's good advice. Is there one thing in life that you don't think you could live without, aside from our family and our dogs, which are part of our family?
Food. I don't think I could live without pizza.
Oh, I could not live without pizza.
Or sushi.
Oof.
I couldn't live without creativity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, neither could I.
Of some sort.
Yeah. My nose is running. Is there one thing that you really hope that you've been able to pass on to me and Sam? Not, like, genetically, just...
No, I know. One thing?
I mean, it can be more than one thing, but is there... like, one thing that stands out specifically that you really hope you've been able to pass on?
The willingness to dig deep inside. The willingness to be the best person you can be. And to be willing to do the work to have that happen.
I think I'm getting there now. I don't think I was there before.
Well, it takes time. That's not something that's easy or something that is comfortable or even necessarily fun.
Yeah. And also, I think that I feel like Dad is, like, so the opposite that I've just, like, I don't know, I feel like I kind of from him get this, like, inability to dig deep. But I think I'm getting there.
I also really, really want both of you to be willing to love, even if it means getting hurt.
Yeah.
Because I'm a firm believer that better to love and be hurt than never to love at all.
I agree. I agree with that. I think I'm a trusting person for the most part, so I agree with that. Yeah. Oh, adding on to the digging deep thing, I actually feel like I can dig deep, just not necessarily in myself, in other things. Like, you know, I like to write poetry and stuff and just write in general, and I think that's digging deep.
That's a way of digging deep.
Yeah, that's true. All right, is there anything else you want to add? Because we have 4 minutes left and then it's going to automatically stop.
We have really great doggies.
We do have really great dogs.
I highly hope that I passed down the love of dogs.
Oh, you certainly did. Don't you worry about that. I'm going to have 5 dogs.
I really hope that us having 3, I was able to pass down how much work that is.
Yeah, that's true, actually. I don't think I could ever have more than 3 dogs.
No. No, the only other thing is that I love you so very much.
I love you so very much, too.
I'm really glad that I got to be your mommy.
I'm really glad that you got to be my mommy.
That's it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.